SBS हिंदी।
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों, वुलंगोंग में सिख हेरिटेज म्यूजियम ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया स्थापित किया गया है कुछ दिन पहले, और इस सिलसिले में हम बातचीत कर रहे हैं लेन केना और क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन के साथ, जो कि इतिहासकार हैं और भारतीय लोगों के ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आगमन के बारे में बहुत सारा कार्य कर चुके हैं। सो वी आर गोइंग टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश एंड वी आर स्पीकिंग टू द हिस्टोरियंस लेन केना एंड क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन, हु हैव बीन रिसर्चिंग द early history of Indians in Australia for many years and publishing articles since almost 35 years. So we are talking about the Sikh Heritage Museum of Australia. Crystal, may I ask you, you were the curator for this museum. Where is the museum located?
The museum is located in River Street, Woolgoolga, opposite the Guru Nanak temple, which is also known as the Temple on the Hill in Woolgoolga.
Obviously, there'll be a lot of pictures and, I suppose, letters or artifacts. How long did it take you to collect and to research all this?
Oh, our collection would be over the 35 years, so it's a culmination of, and it's only a small selection of that that is on the wall. It is covering who we are virtually and how we got started and the first arrivals that we had in about 1843, and then it goes through the different stages that we were able to fit onto the space we were given up to the present day virtually.
But our section, it's just one part of the whole exhibit. It starts with the Sikh belief of their creation, then it goes through the early history of Guru Nanak Ji, then it went, there's little photographs and writing about the each of the gurus, then it goes along with the conflict with the British, and then it goes into the Sikh army, and the Sikh army finishes with the World War One, and there's a couple of photos of World War Two. Then it goes into us, and then it goes into Rashmir Bhatti's exhibition of Woolgoolga, and then it's big mural of Woolgoolga today. So it's chronologically, as you go in, you chronologically go around and see the history of the Sikhs and the Sikh religion and the Sikh culture in sequence, and then it comes to Australia and it finishes in present-day Woolgoolga. So it's beautifully set out that way, and we're a big part of that exhibition.
So it's a very composite exhibition, I'd say, starting from the religion to their arrival in Australia, covering the lives of the gurus. Crystal, of course, you've done a lot of research on the early history of Indians per se who came to Australia. So does your research work include other Indians besides the Sikh community?
Yes, of course. We cover all ethnic backgrounds that we come across, and that covers Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Christian, and any ethnic background that has come here from India.
And Anglo-Indian.
And Anglo-Indian.
Tell me, roughly how many objects or letters or photos or exhibits have you contributed?
Well, it's not the normal museum that you see. It's very tightly curated, and it's when you go in there, it's visually stimulating, and it's all bright colours. So it's not the normal museum. Yes. In that sense. It's photographs and wagons. The Sikhs have musical instruments and swords. It's very tightly selected, and the story of each is very condensed very well. And what it is, it basically, the major theme is it's a place of excellence and a place of learning. So both Australian children and Sikh children and Sikh people can go to the museum and learn. And the other thing is, what's happened is we've published a number of books on Sikhs, and they're distributed all around the world. And yet people for political or egotistical reasons have plagiarized our work and extend and interpreted a way that suited their personal beliefs. But now this museum will become a center of excellence and a place that will stabilize and reflect an accurate interpretation of history, because all our research is off official records and newspapers, and from at least two sources. Each article or comment we make is researched at least 2 points. So this is going to stop a lot of dilution of the research that we've done over the years.
How did you get inspired to do the history of Indians in Australia?
We always get to ask that. I grew up in Hamilton, and the Sikh hawker came to our house when I was a boy and cooked our evening meal. My mother washed his turbans. My grandmother went to India on a painting trip, and there was a lot of Indian hawkers in Hamilton. And so basically I grew up surrounded by Indians and things Indian. And that was just normal for most boys growing up in a country town.
Do keep your interest up.
And for me,
yes,
my interest came from my father was born in India.
Uh-huh.
He was born in Bareilly in Uttar Pradesh in 1912. And my grandfather was in the 4th Worcester Regiment that served in India. And all of his children were born in different countries.
Thank you so much for your time today, Len Kenner and Crystal Jordan. इतिहासकार क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन और लेन केना के अलावा हमने चर्चा की सिख हेरिटेज म्यूजियम ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया के नवीनीकरण और आयोजन की देखरेख करने वाले कोऑर्डिनेटर श्री सतपाल सिंह जी के साथ. वो बताते हैं कि कितना समय लग गया इसे पूरी तरह से स्थापित करने में.
Really, we started building last August, and before that we had to get all the council requirements and all that architectural planning all completed, and then basically we started in August and we completed the project on Vaisakhi, basically only one day before the opening it was all completed.
That's wonderful. What's the reaction from the local community there?
Yeah, I think the local community are really proud of what we've achieved, and because it was behind closed doors and not many people knew what we were doing. They knew there was a museum going up, but they didn't really know to what standard and what style the museum was going to be achieved at. So I think we had a really positive outcome.
Right, and you had a big crowd on that day when it was inaugurated?
Yeah, there were several hundred people there.
And, of course, historians Crystal Jordan and Len Kenner have contributed quite visibly and considerably towards this museum. Did you all get other photos and histories and things from other sources as well?
Yeah, we did. The museum itself is a timeline museum, so it covers from the start of Sikh history from Guru Nanak Dev Ji all the way to the history of the Wagulga settlement and the establishment of the community in Wagulga. So we had a gentleman called Mr. Harchandra Singh Bedi from Malaysia. He did a lot of the work on the World War One and World War Two in Anzac Sikh history.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Mrs. Rashmi Bharti, who's a third generation local here in Wagulga. It's also she's wrote a book about the Sikh history in Wagulga.
Yes.
And basically that was 20 years ago, so nearly to the date. So it was another auspicious occasion for her to bring her book alive in the museum after 20 years.
So we wish you all the best, and I hope everyone keeps preserving their history in a similar manner.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.